USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice will seek the resignations of most U.S. attorneys who were appointed by President Trump. First reported Monday by CNN, the calls for the resignation of some 56 U.S. attorneys could come as soon as Tuesday. Asking U.S. attorneys from the previous administration to resign is seen as a routine move when a new president begins their term. Two U.S. attorneys that will remain on the job are Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, whose office is leading the investigation into Hunter Biden, and Special Counsel John Durham, who is leading an investigation into the origins of the probe into President Trump's campaign and alleged links with Russia. And officials are discussing requiring a negative COVID test in order to board a domestic flight. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells Axios on HBO that there are ongoing discussions over putting that measure into place.
Well, there's an active conversation with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is it's going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, and by the input of the people who are actually going to have to carry this out.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tesla is making a large investment into cryptocurrency. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla announced in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing Monday that it has bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. The company said it would start accepting Bitcoin as a payment method for its products. The purchase of the cryptocurrency will give Tesla liquidity once it starts accepting it for payments. The SEC filing also indicated Tesla had more than $19 billion in cash and cash equivalents on hand at the end of 2020.
And one Florida city was the target of a hacker who attempted to poison that city's water supply. Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant over the weekend, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical is used to remove metals in drinking water and is a main ingredient in liquid drain cleaner. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Trump's second impeachment trial will begin Tuesday afternoon, with both sides being given 2 days to make their case, according to the rules agreed upon on Monday. On the eve of the trial, Senator Lindsey Graham has a message for his Senate colleagues. He tells Fox News that he sees the trial as an attack on the presidency itself, and that what they decide to do over the next few days will have an historical impact for years to come.
To my colleagues tomorrow, there are 100 of us. What we do today is going to make history for the rest of the time America exists. What Democrats have done is basically declared war on the presidency itself. The impeachment in the House took place without a hearing, without one witness being called, and without a lawyer for the President of the United States. You can't get a traffic ticket based on the procedures they used to impeach President Trump. And we're also impeaching the man who's out of office. When you combine a snap impeachment with an impeachment of a president who's out of office, you're going to destroy the presidency itself. I know you hate Trump, but please pull back before we set in motion the destruction of the presidency by never-ending impeachments based on lack of due process and political retribution as the motive.
And Alabama Senator Richard Shelby announced Monday that he would retire from Congress at the end of his term. The six-term Republican was first elected in 1986 as a Democrat, switching parties in 1994. He is the top Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee. The 86-year-old's term ends in 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.